It's the 58th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Yay.
This is the Naked Edition.
Naked Edition?
Yes, it's an audio-only podcast this week.
I mean, podcasts are... should be audio.
All right, fair enough. But we usually have a video component that goes with this podcast. Yes. But unfortunately, this week and last week, we haven't been feeling the best, so...
I feel like crap right now.
That's okay. Yes.
I look as good as I sound, so I was just like, I want to be in a comfortable position when I do the podcast instead of at the table. I don't know. Anyways,
yes. So
it's still a podcast.
And we apologize for missing last week.
Yeah, sometimes we take a break.
Yes. Should we break it? We should break it into seasons.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's okay. Nothing too crazy happened in the cosplay world.
No?
These past 2 weeks. So, it's okay.
What do you mean nothing crazy?
Well, you know, when we do this podcast every week, it's like if something happens, it's like, oh. You know, like I want to talk about this.
I mean, but really, okay, all right. Yeah. What do you got?
So Emerald City Comic Con pissed off a few people.
How so?
So for their passes, so every. I don't really understand how it works because I don't go to Emerald City Comic Con, but their passes are daily passes, so like Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. So you have to buy individuals?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but they each have artwork on each pass.
Okay.
The artwork for Sunday's badge... was very offensive to people, I guess.
How so?
It's all their artwork is from comics, just different ones.
Okay.
And the one on Sunday, I can't remember what it was called, unfortunately. But it is of a woman, and she's looking at you basically. And then there's this creepy, like, skeleton hand coming from behind her. And she's, like, scared. You know, like, she has this look of, like, oh, shit.
Okay.
And it's taking off her blouse. And so one boob is out. But not, like, a naked boob. It's a bra.
Okay. Like, the shirt is coming. Okay.
Like,
okay.
It's a buttoned shirt. Sure. And he's, like, kind ripping of it pulling off. It off. Okay. And, yep. Like, yes.
Do you have an image of this?
Yeah, I do.
Let me take a look.
If I can find it. Emerald City Comic Con tweets a lot. It's so it's hard to get the source.
Okay.
Someone posted the images of it.
Okay. But,
anyways, and I guess the comic that it's from depicts like the situation that girl is in or something is like she's being sexually assaulted.
Okay.
And they said it was in poor... People said it was in poor taste to put an image where a person is being...
This is the whole SJW...
From a comic...
stuff, isn't it?
Where she's being sexually assaulted.
Triggered!
I don't know. People online are talking about it. And then ECCCC was like, they were like, oh, we're sorry that the image is sexual in nature, but it's not sexual assault. And then someone posted pictures of like part of that comic.
Okay.
And they're like, it is sexual assault. And she's like hanging from like a meat hook on her feet naked and like dripping like blood all over. And like, it's a very odd comic.
I mean, that... what's the comic called, you know?
The Discipline.
The Discipline is
what it's called.
Is this, like, a specific, like, arc of it, or...?
I don't know. I guess I should have done my sleuthing. This was, like, one of those things where I was, like, I got on Twitter, and Emerald City just kept saying sorry, and I was like, what is happening? Oh, here. I have the picture. It loaded. Okay. So this is, I'll have to post a link. This is what the badge looks like.
Huh. I mean, that's more spooky than anything.
Too spooky.
Yeah, too spooky. The circle is a dark.
So.
Let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to load it up. Oh, that's the cover of it.
It's the cover of the...
Yeah.
Of the...
Of it. Yeah, it says... all new best-selling writer Peter Milligan, Queen and Country, Discipline, launching a comic in March.
Oh, this is good.
in the Discipline, number one reader meets Melissa, one woman who's fighting her sister. Sorry, I'm just reading the description of this.
Are you trying to see if it's about...
Yeah, what the premise is. He said, the author said, this is the edgiest story I've written.
The edgiest? The
author said thrillers, that? Thrillers, sex is the end game, the object... In the most erotic thrillers, sex is the end game, the objective. In the Discipline, the erotic charge is simply a step towards something stranger, darker, beyond human. What appears to be simple seduction is revealed as something much darker and more dangerous. The controversial, erotically charged tale of sex, death, and metamorphosis begins with an explosion of carnality and weirdness. Okay. So, I feel like it's not necessarily sexual assault. It's some weird... I mean, the fact that the word metamorphosis is in there makes me think it's like more, yeah, okay, fine. I'm not, whatever. That image, okay, that image does not depict sexual assault to me. Like, she looks scared, but mm-hmm. not in the you're raping me scared, more of a what's going on scared, like an inquisitive scared.
Right.
So, whatever, people. People are being too soft nowadays.
You think so?
Yes, it's the whole SJWs, the whole Tumblr in action, all that stuff where everybody is just overly sensitive about stuff.
Hmm.
Are you going to cut this out? You going to cut me out?
No. Oh. You're the one that is the
funny. Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
I mean, I didn't. I think because I read the comments before I saw the picture, I was expecting something really crazy.
What do you mean you read the comments? Oh, you read the comments.
Yeah.
Sorry, they said you read the comic before. Sorry. I was like...
No, I read the people, like, tweeting at them.
Right.
Before someone finally was like, here's a photo of it. I think in my mind when they were like, why is this person getting sexually assaulted on my...
You were expecting,
on my badge. I was like, holy shit, like, what did they put on that badge?
Right.
Like, what's going on?
Right. Like, some Rule 34 shit.
Not that. It was just like, I thought, you know, because there's all sorts of shit in comics. Like,
sure.
Comics are all over the place. So it wouldn't surprise me if someone was getting sexually assaulted in a comic. That's not, like, weird.
Uh-huh.
But so I was like, what did they choose? Like, I don't know. I think I was expecting something really scary, I think. Like, or, like, really awkward.
Right.
It is a family con. So that is kind of weird that you would choose that comic to put on your badge. And Sunday is Kids Day. It's one of those things where it's like, just pick a different one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well,
come on.
I mean, what if it was one of those things where it was like, okay, here are the four that we could get permission to do it from. I don't know. Yeah, there's so many comics out there in the world.
That's what I'm saying. There's so...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they just pulled like the best selling list right now, or something.
Yeah, and it could be like someone's favorite.
Right.
Like they were like, oh, this is so good or
and
something, you know.
They were well, we can only give you Sunday. And they're like, all right, fine. I'll take it. Not thinking. Yeah, I don't know. Lots of things. But yeah, I think it's just people being too sensitive to everything nowadays.
Hmm. Yeah. So, I have some news for you.
Okay.
Other than the fact I'm going to talk about something that is local and doesn't apply to cosplay, Mario's does not have gluten-free pizza.
I know. I saw that. And I thought that lady lied to us.
Now they're really sad. I also have some news for you.
Okay.
Oh, no. I hope you're prepared to receive a pie in your face next weekend.
Okay.
Because Jessica cosplayed something that's not showing
Let's
off.
Let's see it.
The boobies.
When was this? When was this taken?
It's KatsuCon 2016.
All right. Whatever.
Kevin's not happy. I mean, he's giving me a very blank face. There's no reaction.
Whatever.
You lost the bet.
I did, but that's okay.
By like 6 months. I think we've only made it 6 months.
August. That's 8. Today's 3. Yeah. August.
7 months. Yeah. Whatever.
September, October, yeah. November, December, January, February. Yeah. Six months. Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. It's okay. There's a...
Do you want to merge into the other topic?
Yeah, well,
Kevin will be receiving a pie in his face on the next podcast, so look out for that.
Okay.
Very... By the way, if anyone wanted to see his reaction to this, he's not giving me anything.
You're not missing out on him. I don't care about her, you know? It's just
Come on! You made that bet with
me. I did make a bet with you. I mean,
That episode is like, you're just like going off.
Yeah.
And now you're just like... whatever.
Well, I lost the bet. Do you want me to be like, no, I'm so angry that she covered herself up and isn't hawking herself off as a sexual object in the cosplay world? Oh, no. Nah, whatever. Whatever. Maybe she read the comments from this thread that I was reading.
Oh, the Reddit post.
Yeah.
So we gotta put some towels around your clothes so we don't get you messy.
We can just not wear a shirt and we just go outside and...
Just pie ya?
Yeah, I could just wear like swim trunks or something. You can hose me off at the end.
Like a doggy.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Whatever. You, what a cream pie, huh? Okay, do those even exist? Like, I feel like the ones that we see on TV are just like a pie crust filled with whipped cream.
Okay, so I found this out the other day.
Because you were looking at just cream pies randomly?
No, I found this out. This girl sent me a link. She said Holly won the bet. Here's the link. So I found out the other day, and then I was like, I was going to do it for this podcast, but I didn't have enough time, and then I got sick, and I was like, okay, I can't. I was trying to surprise you, but since we live together, and you work from home, and I work from home the second half of the week, it's like physically impossible for me to like sneak a cream pie. So anyways, I was researching it. I guess on like TV and everything, they use shaving cream.
Right. Okay.
Because
it's not sticky and it washes off.
Yeah, they said that like if you use like Cool Whip, it gets people's clothes dirty or like stains people's clothes because the oil.
Uh-huh.
Blah 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 blah. But I was like, I want like Cool Whip to the face. Like that's like satisfying. Like you could like eat it a little bit. And so it's just it's not even a crust. It's a pie tin.
Uh-huh.
Tin, and then you can't use Ready Whip. You have to do the stuff from the tub.
Okay.
Like, people have, like, these... They're like, you can't use the stuff from the can. You have to use the stuff from the bucket. Because it looks like more... It lasts longer, I think.
It's dense that way.
Yeah, it's more dense.
I'm okay with the shaving cream one.
No.
That's the one that I'm used to seeing. And mm-hmm. I kind of want a can of Barbasol. Just because of Jurassic Park. But...
Oh, God.
Whatever. You do whatever you want.
Shaving cream is, so smelly.
You can buy non-scented ones, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they sell.
Kevin... legit is like allergic to deodorant. Or you get like headaches from it.
Yeah, I do.
So I gotta backtrack. Kevin doesn't smell from his armpits. Like he works out and it doesn't have like BO.
Yes.
That's an Asian trait, right?
I think so.
So when I met him and we start talking and I was like, you don't wear deodorant, like I was really confused. Because as a white person, if I don't wear deodorant, it's going down.
The stink factory.
Like, no one's going to be my friend anymore. If I forget to put on deodorant, like, my whole day, I'm like, oh, my God. But we were like, you know, sometimes it does happen with Kevin. And so we were like, well, let's just get you a deodorant for every once in a while. And every deodorant he's tried, I've given him female ones that are more, they're lighter scented than the male ones. Because the male ones are, like, cologne.
Yeah.
He's tried like 5 different dude kinds, like unscented, different smells, female ones. or ones that are branded for females, and nothing, like, he gets a headache every time.
Yes. It's so weird. I think it's the scent. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's like, no, even the slight scent.
Because you wear cologne. So I feel like cologne would affect you.
Yeah, I guess. There's a lot of chemicals in deodorant and antiperspirants. Like, those are like, I mean, they're mostly aluminum, like metals and junk. But yeah, I don't know. Yes.
I don't know. Sorry. I just went on off that.
That's tangent. Okay.
Makes me feel bad for you. That's I don't okay. know why.
It's fine. It's fine. So just remember, kids, when you're at a convention, wear your deodorant.
Oh, yeah. That's, makes everybody that's happier. Why I'm bringing it back.
Makes everybody.
Maybe take a shower like once.
Once a week? once every just, other
just,
day?
Just be like.
Once a day?
Maybe I should take a shower.
Right.
I can't imagine, though, you know, when people should. Excuse me, share the rooms with like 10 people.
Right.
Like, there's probably you would probably never get a shower. Yeah, like you're like, want to take a shower? And like,
there's a dude passed out sleeping, in there.
Hey. Or like, someone's taking a 5-hour shower and you're just like, come on.
5-hour shower.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Anyways, we got off Jessica Negri.
Yes.
But you want to bring it back?
Sure.
Because you saw something on Reddit.
Yeah, the other day, or last week, I guess you could say, there was a post in R Out of the Loop. And for those who don't know, R Out of the Loop is a subreddit where you can post a question and people try to explain why.
Yeah, a thing that you're like, why is this happening right now? And then people are like, oh, like just current events, basically.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, I mean, there's so many things happen in the world. It's so easy to miss, like, Damn Daniel and stuff like that. You're like, well, what is this? And why are people talking about Vans all the time? Now but anyway,
do you think white Vans sold out?
Oh yeah, absolutely. People were talking about it, and people in our male fashion advice were saying like, I kept getting Damn Daniels because of my white shoes, so I just dyed them to get rid of
no
people
way.
Yeah, this guy just dyed them pink, and it was like, yeah, I was tired of people saying Damn Daniel to me all the time.
Wow.
For those who don't know, just Google Damn Daniel.
Yeah, you can watch
Yes.
It's like a Vine or something.
Yeah, BuzzFeed has a very... It's the only source that I found that had the original video posted.
No way.
Yeah. Everybody else just talks about it and has, like, interviews with him, but no one, like, had the original video. I mean, it's on Twitter. Huh. Anyway. R Out of the Loop, someone posted about... hold on, let me pull it up. Oh, there it is. It says, why does everybody... Why is Jessica Negri so disliked?
Right.
And...
Which, to me, that question is weird. Because, because I'm on the other side of the spectrum where it's not... It's, you know, everyone I pretty much talked to likes her.
Right.
So I was surprised at that statement.
But then, I mean, the other thing is with me. Like, why do I dislike her? Like, then why do I don't...
That's what we've been all trying to figure out here, Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
You don't, like, hate her or
anything.
Hate her. It's just, yeah, you're just, like annoyed by the situation.
Yeah. I guess. But it was summed up pretty well here. Like, everybody that kind of gave their explanation. Well, there's a few that I wasn't even aware of. Like, apparently she, like, moderates her own subreddit and, like,
well, she took it,
deletes people's
posts. She took it
posts.
Over, basically.
Yeah, and turned it into her own personal Instagram.
Well, okay, so I guess she has a Patreon.
Yes.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yep.
And part of the Patreon is you receive pictures that she doesn't release publicly.
Or ahead of time.
Right. Oh, I guess. I guess people were, you know, they have the Patreon,
mm-hmm.
and then they would post it on her subreddit. And so she would request to take it down. There's like only one mod, I think, of that subreddit, and she would blah 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 blah, but then she became a mod of that subreddit, so she just takes, if you post a photo that she has on Patreon, she'll take it down.
Huh. Yes, right.
Which happens with that artist we've talked about. I always say her name wrong. Sakimi Chan or something. She has a Patreon. She's super popular. And there's only photos that are released for Patreon. Like, she doesn't release them later. Like, that's it. Like, you have to be a part of it to see these certain pictures. And people in the comments are so rude about
her,
it. Like, she'll post on Facebook. She'll be like, oh, this thing's complete. You can view it on, if you're a Patreon. If you're not, you should join or something. And people are like, please just post the photo. I just want to see it. Please. And they're just begging her. I mean, she's so popular, so she has, like, thousands of comments. Yeah. And then there's people that are like, I'll just wait 2 days for it to show up on Tumblr anyways. And I'm just like, I understand, but like, I like her work a lot, mm-hmm, but I'm mm-hmm. not like, ugh. Like, I deserve to see this image, you know?
Right.
I don't know. And right. Well, I know, I mean, it's hard with the internet is like, yeah, you can just save the photo and right. upload it. Like, no one, there's nothing to stop you.
I'm sorry, I have a few ideas on that. But anyway, yeah, it's just, yeah, the way of the internet, yeah, that's not how it works. But, you know, and it's also like, people are so entitled. They're like, well, I don't feel like I shouldn't, you know, I don't need to support her. Like, she can just keep making drawings for free forever.
You can literally do it for like $2. I mean, I'm not trying to promote it or anything, but it's like, yeah, like, yes, people do feel entitled, and it's like, you don't need to see this, really. I mean, she wants to do drawing full time, which she does now.
Right.
Anyways, the Jessica Negri reminded me of that.
Yes. So that was one thing. So people are kind of cheesed about her deleting photos, but whatever. I don't care about that. That's such a minor point to me. Yeah. It's like, yeah, she regulates the content distribution of her own images. Whatever, fine. But then a lot of people are also talking about, like, how she does exactly what I was complaining about. Just over-sexualizes everything and just shows off her boobs and is hawking basically her boobs off as her brand. And then people are, like, someone said, like, they don't like her because she's fake. Like, she's not a genuine person.
She has a persona, I think.
I know, right. And that is part of it, I think. And someone said it's ironic that the cosplayers are complaining that she's not genuine. And I was
So Kevin sent me this link a couple days ago so I could kind of read about it, so I would know what he was talking about for the podcast. And that complaint I found stupid. Because it's like actors, and, you know, I'm sure Yaya Han has a persona as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's not like these people are going to be the same, like, when they're just chilling with their personal friends or significant others than when they are with, like, their fans, you know what I mean? Or, like, on a YouTube video or...
Right.
I don't know. You just kind of... Even me in videos, I'm, like, different than... who I am. It's not a persona, but it's not me.
It's not you,
you know. On the podcast, I'm a little more whatever, but
yeah.
But so I found that complaint a little silly. Like, of course she's gonna have a persona,
right?
Of course, right. Like, there's no way. Like, yeah, people are boring. You gotta have personas.
That's true. Yeah. So I don't know.
There was that thing you saw, I think, on her subreddit. Where someone was like, she made a post on Facebook that said, I don't have implants.
Oh, yeah. No, that was, yeah.
And then someone's like, but here's all these photos. And then you saying, I'm so excited to get implants.
Right. Right.
That's the kind of thing that makes you mad, which I understand.
I mean, you know, that's almost a sign of, like, delusion and, like, a mental illness at that point.
No, I don't think it's a mental illness.
Where you're actively denying something where 2 years, 3 years ago you said, oh, I'm excited to get this. Like, why would you lie like that?
I don't know.
To me, that's delusion where you...
I don't know if it's a mental illness, though.
Well, where you convince yourself to the point of, oh, no, it wasn't it, you know? Like, how do you get yourself to that point?
Well, I mean, why do, like, actors do it?
They get paid, I guess they're the same.
Why do
with
they
her.
Deny, you know?
I don't know why they would deny it, though. That's, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure if you ask Pamela Anderson, have you gotten breast implants? She'd be like, oh, hell yeah. Right?
Yeah, some people are more open about it than others. And
I mean, it's a body image issue, and that's how they correct it. Yeah. But.
And, like, if you have the money, do it.
Yeah.
And you want it, do it. Like, to me, did we already talk about this?
What? Yes.
Briefly. Oh, we already did. Oh, okay.
Kind of. Yeah.
I think. Oh,
we've
sorry.
Touched it. I mean,
I'm sorry.
We've talked about so many.
Did we
things.
Talk about this in the last podcast?
Not the last one.
The specific situation. Like, I mean, we've talked about plastic surgery a lot on this podcast, but yeah, like, to me, I'd just be like, "Hell's yeah, I got this done." Like, if I ever get plastic surgery and someone asks, I'll be like, "Yes, that did happen." You know, I don't know. It's like everybody knows you look different.
Yeah. Right. And you have pictures of before and after, and it's like, yes, that nose looks different than those boobs look different.
Right. And yeah, it bothers me with celebrities as well. It's like you literally have like 50 before pictures and 50 after pictures of like different angles, and you're just like, yes, it's, you got something done.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's, to me, do you think there's a stigma around plastic surgery still? Like,
no, I think we've got to a time and a place in our society where it's just, you have the money to do it, just do it.
Like before, it was like maybe like embarrassing, because like you're admitting that
you were something wrong with you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like just, sorry guys.
I think it's fine nowadays.
Yeah,
people are gonna do it regardless of what you're gonna say. So
yeah,
why we?
I mean, there was that guy I went to high school with that I found on the local plaza. So I was looking at plastic surgery for myself, people. And I found, I was scrolling through pictures, and there was this dude that I went to high school with, and I was like, oh. Like, it was like, that's why he looked, like, it was, it's, it was a, like, a chin plastic surgery. Right. So, it was one of those things where I kind of thought he just grew into his, like, chin. Because I think he did it right after high school. So, it was one of those things where it's like, well, we're still growing, you know, we're still becoming adults.
Right.
Like, you know, you change, or you lose weight.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I thought he just... I don't know. And then I was like, okay. But he doesn't talk about it, so I didn't want to ask him about it. But, yeah. You got anything else for me, sir?
Yeah, I got one more thing. Let me pull it up here. If you want to help support Elite Cosplay, well, I've got two things then. You can visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon. That is our affiliate link. If you bookmark that link, it'll take you to the Amazon homepage, but it'll have our affiliate code. Any purchases you make through that will give us a small kickback. It's no additional thing to you, but that small kickback helps us produce more videos and more content for you guys.
Yep, you just shop like normal.
Shop like normal. So if you'd like to help us, just visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon. We also have our shop right now, which has two t-shirts in it, our Eat Sleep Sew shirt and our cosplay shirt. If you visit elitecosplay.com/shop, you can pick up a shirt, and those shirts directly support us. We had our friend design them, and they are made in Seattle, made in America.
Hand-drawn. The shirts are made in America.
Shirts are made in America. America. Yes, we want to help our local community and our local companies, so help us by buying a shirt.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. So that shirts are available at elitecosplay.com/shop.
Yes.
And the last thing that I had this week was the virtual reality game. I don't know. I mentioned to you a couple weeks ago.
I don't recall.
You don't recall? I think it's Sony, and Sony is producing a game, a virtual reality game, that's based on SAO. How ironic is that? Like, or that's not ironic, I guess, but that seems like a bad decision. Like,
well, the, considering how SAO,
well, SAO ended was up... the first virtual reality game for them, right? Or was that just a new one?
I thought it was just a new one.
Okay,
in their time.
So the headsets already exist and all that jazz.
Oh shit! You know, I don't know.
I don't remember now. It's been a while since we watched it.
I know. It's only been like a year since we watched it.
No, I think the headset must have existed already because I feel like...
I think I just remember them... Oh, no, because he was in the beta. So that's why he knew everything when he got... When the official release happened. Because he was part of the beta. So he already had the
headset then.
Yeah.
So the headsets might have already existed. No, they couldn't have.
You think it was the first virtual reality? It might have been. Guys, okay, not a good conversation.
Yeah, sorry. But anyway, yeah, so it seems like it's...
Is it, okay, is it going to be SAO or just, like, inspired?
I think it's inspired by. Okay. I don't think it'll be
SAO. I mean, SAO was just an MMO.
Right.
So...
Well, I mean, there's the other part of it where, like...
It'd be like playing Terra.
Yeah, but the problem is with modern stuff, we don't have a way to disable your spine, to disable your body from moving, right? So, like, right now, all the stuff that we have is, like, controller-based. So you have to... You still use your keyboard and mouse to get around, but you can look around and it'll look pretty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, you want to just walk... I mean, how'd you expect
to walk around? You gotta get one of those weird treadmill things that they have that you've seen, and you walk, and it walks.
They've got a... like a bowl thing where you like strap your waist in, you can just like,
and you move your legs and it moves around, and you probably have to wear gloves.
Yes, probably.
So you know, so the system knows where your hands are.
They got a new one. It's the Leap Motion, and it can track your hand without gloves. Huh. Not very good.
So
David bought one, and he was showing it to me. When the guy that works for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you showed me. He has a virtual reality thing. Wow. The thing all I'm thinking about with is like MMO, you know, you have like your line of actions that you can do. Like, how would you activate each action?
You probably like do like a hand.
Oh, a certain hand gesture.
Yeah,
maybe.
Some kind of like draw. Sorry, I'm moving my hand right now. this is audio. I forgot we're not doing video today, but you know, like a swoop action, or
like the fact that we're sitting in our underwear. Do you
No.
Real talk, guys.
We're naked.
No.
But you don't know. We could be sitting in our room. We could be fully dressed.
I could be wearing a clown mask.
That'd be scary. I would have said something about that. Why are you wearing a clown mask today?
I know. I would be really interested in that. But like you said, so it's only like partial virtual reality. So like you still have to use your hands.
Right. Right. You're not chopping at stuff.
Right. Like... I want to go however many years in the future and do that.
That already exists, though, in Australia. I found a company that does it. It's full virtual reality.
How much is that?
Well, so they're selling it as, like, a company idea. Not, they're selling it like a, you can set it up yourself, like laser tag style. So it's like, we will provide you all the materials to do it.
Oh, and then you have to make
everything.
And
then you build it out in your own facility. So everybody has, like, a laptop backpack. And then everybody wears goggles, and everything has like the glow orbs on it, so you can it'll track you. But it's a room, and you can just run around in the room with your friends and shoot at zombies. I forgot what the company name is.
My thing with virtual reality is a lot of things in video games make me jump.
Right.
Like I'm like ah, you know, even if it's like not meant to be, like they'll just like attack you from behind or something, and you're like oh, you know.
Right.
So being immersed in that and kind of feeling like it's happening to your face,
right.
To me, it would be kind of scary.
I think we're getting there. I think the other thing we need is like impact sensors and stuff like that. So like when you're getting clawed,
like it jolts you.
Yeah, yeah. Like think about it. Like if there was a hand that touched you and it just like squeezed your shoulder or something and it made a jump sound.
No,
oh, that would
I don't
be
need
so
that.
Crazy.
Nope.
Like getting shot and it's like. Pokes you just real good, like that hurt.
Oh my god, that you feel the pain that your CSGO character
exactly.
Oh no, grenade.
Yeah, and just like lots of pins and needles all over, just like
That will never.
What's that?
Well, that thing that you're talking about where you can strap your waist in and
run around
basically. It would be cool if that, like, vibrated, I guess, or jolted a little bit. So you're kind of, like, you're being kind of, like, pushed, maybe? But I'm not down with a, like, creepy hand or, like, a feather or poking. Can you imagine what that whole contraption would look like? It'd be, like, this treadmill round thing. Uh-huh. And there'd be, like, these robotic, like, arms just sticking up everywhere for every possible, like, situation or game you're in.
Yeah, I don't know what it would look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture it. It'd be like a lot of, you'd be wearing like a 40-pound jacket,
yeah.
Like a really thick jacket,
yeah.
Or like you would be inside like you would have to be like an egg pod with lower over your body. Yeah, like this shell, and then inside the shell is where all the pokers are.
Sorry guys, I gotta go in my pod.
And then your feet are just hanging out the bottom so you can walk around.
Yeah, I forgot in SAO that they're just laying there
in
real life.
Yeah.
They're controlling the actions with their brain.
Yeah, well, right. So what it does is like interfaces with your spine. So then it takes the signal from the spine.
That's not a...
Right, and then it just disables your body. But then it interprets it into the game.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. It's probably going to take a while. So by the time they make it, maybe new technology will be...
I mean, it'll probably only take like 2 or 3 years for it to come out.
Yeah, but I feel like in 2 or 3 years...
Well, we're going to have like a full
No. We're not going to have like full Spinal Tap
We might.
Headsets.
Who knows?
But technology does move.
It does.
So, I mean...
We are in an interesting time.
For video games, yeah.
For everything.
I don't know. Cell phones are kind of bumming me out.
What? Think about what cell phones looked like, 8 years ago. It was like the iPhone 3G just came out 8 years ago. In another 8 years, like...
I have sad news for you.
What?
It was in 2007. It was 9 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It's almost a decade.
Yeah, but another 10 years.
Well, think about 10 years ago. Razors.
Yeah.
Those flip phones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yep. Yeah, there's that.
Camera phones were new.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying...
10, 20 years from now.
I know we keep getting thinner with phones.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready for the paper thin clear ones.
That's already coming out.
Yeah.
This year.
That's what I'm ready. That's
this
my,
year.
That's my next.
This year.
Okay, but not Apple. It's just going to be some weird brand that nobody knows about.
I think it's LG.
No way.
Yeah. LG makes the technology behind it, so.
If they do that, everybody. The only problem is people can see what you're doing.
Right. And it's kind of fragile.
Yeah.
Because
you sit down.
What are you going to do? You're just going to flop around? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Sorry. Technology talk.
Yes. I mean,
yeah, it was organic.
We have space shuttles now we have spacecraft that can almost land themselves on Earth.
RIP SpaceX.
That's okay. Like I said, SpaceX said they didn't expect this one to land successfully.
Ooh, I have something to talk about for a second.
Okay.
So I painted some shoes.
Oh, right.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Did it a very wrong way, in a sense, but also a very right way. So I'll be making... We filmed the whole process, pretty much. I just have to film the ending of me showing the after bit. There will be a tutorial about how I painted these shoes. Yes. I was going to put them on today to see how they felt. But basically what I did wrong was... But it was also harder. So I needed a very specific shoe, right? It needed to have no toe. It needed to be open toe.
Uh-huh.
And it couldn't be too tall because I need to walk.
Mm-hmm.
It needed to be like a specific shape because I had to put the thingies on top of it. And it was very hard to find the shoe for the price I wanted, mm-hmm. because I don't want to spend...
$150.
I didn't want to spend like... over $30
on a pair of shoes,
on these shoes. And that's kind of sad sounding because $30 isn't gonna get you much, but it's for cosplay, and I'm like, I'm not gonna spend, I don't want to buy okay looking shoes that I'm like, I could have just worn these,
right? Like,
know?
A normal human being.
Yeah.
Out day to day, whatever.
I didn't yeah, it's like, these are just for convention. I'm only gonna wear this like once or twice at a convention, so I need it to be budget friendly. So looking for this bracelet shoe, nobody had it except for Target.
Mm-hmm.
Target had it, and it was $30, but it was black. Painting black shoes without a base coat is dumb, guys. But they did get painted, and they look great. It just took longer than it would have if it was a white shoe or a tan shoe, or if I had put down a white base coat.
Yes.
So I will still be doing the tutorial because they are red now.
Yes.
So it did work.
After an hour and a half of painting.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch Holly work on this cosplay live, you can visit twitch.tv/EliteCosplay.
I've been live streaming this process. I did finish the shoes on yesterday's stream, though,
right.
So I won't be doing that anymore.
Right.
The next thing is a wig. So that'll be not the stream I'm doing tonight, but the next chunk. But yeah.
You've also been playing Stardew Valley.
Oh yeah, on Twitch.
Yes.
It's a cute game.
It's
Kevin's pretty obsessed
game.
Right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it a lot. It's too bad that I can't take my character.
It's only $15, guys.
Yes.
So it's not
absolutely worth $15. Bucks. Holy crap.
It's like what's that one?
Harvest Moon.
It's like it's very similar to Harvest Moon, but a lot of people like it. It's very
popular.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I can't stop playing. I have a problem. So.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I'm sorry I didn't do video, but I'm glad I got to be comfortable while doing the podcast. It made me feel better. We will be back next week, and Kevin will receive a pie in his face.
Good. In slow motion. Why not?
I guess iPhones can do slow motion.
And we have a camera that can do slow motion.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully I will feel better next week.
Yes.
And yeah, don't forget to go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon. And you can support us that way by just doing your regular Amazon shopping.
Right.
And elitecosplay.com/shop. And you can support us that way by buying one of our super cool t-shirts that are handmade in Seattle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
I love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.